In order to make an impact and a difference, you have to be okay with being yourself. The thing that I've learned is that people can't see you being yourself because you're not showing up as your true self. In order to make an impact and a difference, you have to be okay with being yourself. The thing that I've learned is that people can't see you being yourself because you're not showing up as your true self. To make a difference means to make an impact, to make a significant effect on someone rather than yourself. The reason why I started learning about social media is because I started cooking. I forgot all about that. I started cooking. Can y'all believe it? I started cooking. Y'all laugh. I wasn't even good. My mama, she was the cook. But then I learned that social media has so much power that we don't even understand. How can I be the best me when I don't even know how to be myself? Me showing up on camera showed me that. It showed me that it's okay to be yourself. It's okay to press record. It's okay to mess up. I don't know about y'all, but I got some insecurities. I was over there putting up the cameras and pressing records, but I got nervous. Has anybody else got nervous before you did something? So that makes me human. That makes me okay. Okay. I just want to be honest with you because we all have that effect in us. We all have insecurities. We all have problems. We all have been through things. But see, when you learn more about yourself, not only are you presenting yourself, you're showing others that it's okay to believe in yourself. The reason why this is so important, because oftentimes we just need to see an example. Social media helps me be the example for others to believe in yourself. How can you believe in yourself if you don't know how to? That was the question I kept asking myself. How can I do this? How can I start believing and chasing my dreams? What are dreams? What are goals? What is anything? I attended a college in California and I was taking biology. I don't know if y'all are good in biology and science and the formulas. Biology. I'm just saying biology because I failed biology. That's the thing. I took six different tests, six different quiz. Guess how many I passed? Body said it. Yeah. They said it low. I felt I didn't even pass the class. I thought I was doing so great. I was taking notes. I was asking questions. I was like, hey, can you repeat that? Because I think I missed it. But since I missed it, can you slow down just a little bit? He said it again. I took the note. I took the test. And I failed. I see all that was for nothing. So to make a difference, we have to show up as ourselves. We have to be okay with failing because when you fail, you learn that you can grow from that. Yes, I failed biology, but I took it again. I made a C. It ain't an A. I want an A because you got to work extremely hard for an A. Okay? You just need the pass. Okay? That's what life is about. How many times can you fail? How many times can you learn? How many times can you keep getting back up to learn this lesson? Six times? I failed the test six times. But the best thing that I've learned is that you only give up when you stop showing up for yourself. And when you show up for yourself, now you're showing up for others. Because we all want to see that example. And as we're seeing that example, a difference is made. To make a difference is to make a significant impact on someone that's not yourself. But to make this impact, you have to start with yourself. I appreciate y'all.